We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, good Tuesday, everyone. Big issues, big guests. We had a lot of interest yesterday talking about this, as Jersey moves toward recreational marijuana, actually, with outlets and all the rest, and Pennsylvania, during this Senate race, is going to debate this. It's interesting to see what the research indicates in other places that have either medical and or recreational marijuana. So Temple University professor Joanna Catherine McLean, Dr. McLean, is an economist who studies the impact of substance use on the labor market. I read her study yesterday. Dan got it. She was featured Future of Work at Philly.com. Research finds link between marijuana and fewer work comp claims. Dr. McLean joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dr. Catherine, welcome in. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
Well, tell me, you used as a proxy, right, unemployment to say that unemployment claims that people then are more readily working full-time, getting back in the workplace. And I guess the theory under that is where marijuana is recreational, they're able to do that, and that deals with chronic pain and sleep deprivation and other things. Where it's only medical, fewer people want to do that, I think I read somewhere, because they would be in a register. Is that a good synopsis of what you're saying?
That's a fairly good description. Essentially, what we do is we look at the early adopting states for recreational marijuana legalization. And what we do is we look at what we view, as you said, a proxy for work capacity or the ability to work. We use workers' compensation income. And what we see in states that adopt the policy relative to those states that do not adopt the policy, the legalization of recreational marijuana, we see a non-trivial decline in reported income from workers' compensation. It's about 20%. Unfortunately, we don't have claims because there's not a national database that provides workers' compensation claims. So instead, what we do is we rely upon a government survey that allows us to use the experiences of all states, which is necessary to implement our research design. And we find this about 20 to 21% reduction. So what we believe is, based on our own work and work from others in this space, is what's happening is really what you just indicated. There is the legalization of recreational marijuana. This allows most adults 21 years and older to legally use marijuana for recreational purposes or otherwise. And we think that when this law passes, some individuals, there's a whole bunch of reasons why that we conceptualize why this might happen. Happy to talk about it. They use marijuana, and some of them use that product to treat the conditions associated with chronic health conditions like chronic pain, like mental health disorders. And this using the marijuana in this way allows some individuals to better manage symptoms. We are certainly not saying that we are claiming that marijuana is improving health. What we think is happening is that people are using the product medically, some of them, and this is allowing them to better manage painful symptoms that impede the ability to work.
Okay. They're also in the article, though, they do talk about some of the downsides of this. I think it's mentioned Is this just a temporary phenomena that when it's legalized, there seems to be a lot of binging or stuff like that going on? Does that lessen? Do we? You cite, or the paper cites, I think, Dr. McClain, a few studies that that's an upside. The first thing we talked about, the downside. What's the downside of this, if any, that we know of potentially?
Sure. So first, just to kind of put this in context, these are very recent policies. The first was adopted in 2012, and given sort of how long it takes for data to be available for us to really see effects, we're still in the early stages. So I think that there is a lot we don't know. I think there are a few things that we do know. One of which is, if we look at other studies, there is evidence that following one of these law passages, there is a non-trivial increase in marijuana use. It can be up to about, say, I think 20% or so increase in using any marijuana. Now, what exactly are folks using the marijuana for? That's kind of hard to say. Many of the surveys that we rely upon in the United States ask about marijuana use, not for are using this recreationally, are using this medically. That's certainly a barrier to understand why people are using the product, but we are seeing increases in utilization of marijuana. I think there's a lot that we have yet to see. There is evidence that is in line with our work, which is suggesting that when we look at what I would refer to as a therapeutic substitute, so this is something you could use to treat a health condition rather than marijuana, we see those therapeutic substitutes, one of them being an prescription opioid, we see those decline following an adoption of a marijuana law. So these are kind of the good things that you might be talking about. Now, there's not a ton of literature, but there is some out there that does suggest that there could be some concerns for the labor market. Now, as you correctly quoted, our study suggests a positive impact. However, there's other work, including some of my own, that suggests that this is not going to be homogeneous or constant across all parts of the labor market. I have another study that came out last year, and what I look at is disability claiming. So I'm looking at SSDI and SSI. And what we see is that when we use administrative data, we see that there are increases in applications for these disability programs.
Yeah.
So people are applying. But interestingly, we do not see much evidence that these new applications are translating into new awards. So most of these applications look like they're not determined by Social Security Administration reviewers as being legitimate. So one might interpret that as potentially some negative impacts in the labor market. There's also a paper. Go ahead.
Doctor, let me interrupt. I wanted to ask you this, though, too, since this is a really interesting area, the combination of substance use and employment. The thorny issue, and I wonder if you know about this, just because you're cognizant of all these issues that are going on in other states. The problem with marijuana, one here in Philadelphia, I've been told by employers, insurance companies, say you have a guy on a forklift, marijuana stays in their system for 30 days, but they're not going to be testing people every day, and the insurance people will not go with that. There'll be any number of jobs where people can't work them, because insurance won't cover them, even if marijuana is legal. What are they doing in other states around that? Do you have any sense of that?
I think that's an excellent question, and I think that is something that we do need to know more about. I think it's a really important barrier in our understanding. Because I'm going to go back to another study where I have addressed, I think, an issue that's related to what you're talking about. We're in most of the states of which I am aware, for the recreational legalization, there is not protection for workers. That's employment protection that would protect you against the scenario that you just described. So I think you're right. This is, you know, what happens if people are faced with that cost or risk to their employment of using marijuana. We don't really know. I would conjecture that perhaps they would be less likely to use the product medically for the fear that you just articulated. I can say in an earlier study where I looked at medical marijuana laws, and as you indicated, Pennsylvania does have a medical marijuana law but does not have a recreational marijuana law. What we find in that previous study where we look at workers' compensation incomes, the same outcomes in the study we're discussing today, what we see is that some states have written into their medical marijuana laws this protection from employment discrimination, is how it's referred to in these laws. I'm not a lawyer. That is my read of the statutes. So what that means is you can't be fired for using marijuana medically if you're legitimately a medical marijuana user. So what we observe is we see if states that have a medical marijuana law also provide this employment protection to workers, the reductions in workers' compensation income are larger. That suggests to me that workers are thinking through that scenario that you just articulated. That is, if I don't have the employment protection, this is going to deter me from using medical marijuana. If I do have the employment protection, I can't be fired if I screen positive, then I'm more likely to use the product. So I have not seen myself much action in this space. I think I will update one statement I made earlier. I do believe that Maine provides protection. So I think it's one state with the recreational marijuana. But I don't think we know a lot about that. I think it's a great question, and I hope someone's able to study that.
Well, I hope that you will. Doctor, thank you very, very much. I'm fascinated that someone ends up in a specialty with substance and employment. That is quite an interesting area, and we invite you back as more studies come out. Thank you, Doctor, very much.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.